Today's reading begins in Psalm 142, Psalm 142, verse 1. With my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for mercy to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. When my spirit faints within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see, there is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord, I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness answer me, in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul, he has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore my spirit faints within me, my heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands, I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord, I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you regard him, or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath, his days are like a passing shadow. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains so that they smoke. Flash forth the lightning and scatter them, send out your arrows and rout them. Stretch out your hand from on high, rescue me and deliver me from the many waters, from the hand of foreigners whose mouths speak lies, whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-stringed harp I will play to you, who gives victory to kings, who rescues David his servant from the cruel sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. May our sons in their youth be plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars cut for the structure of a palace. May our granaries be full, providing all kinds of produce. May our sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our fields. May our cattle be heavy with young, suffering no mishap or failures in bearing. May there be no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 142 is identified as a psalm of David, and he's asking for God to deliver him from those that are pursuing him. He expresses his anguish as he cries out to God for relief from this trouble, recognizing that only God has guarded his way. He feels alone and that his enemies have set a trap in his way. But he knows that God is his protection and his help, and he asks for him to save him from the strong people who are pursuing him. And then he concludes with a final request for God to bring him out of the place where he feels trapped, and expresses his hope that he will eventually be surrounded by those who also want to follow the Lord. Psalm 143, also described as a Psalm of David, it's a lament psalm in which he asks for God to rescue him from his enemies. He asks that God rescue him rather than judge him, for he does not see that anyone living is righteous before him. And he's right, no one is, except that God would extend his mercy to wipe away our sins. He recalls that God has in the past rescued and reached out to him in his desperation, and he asks that God do so yet again so that he does not die. He also seeks God's guidance in this crisis that he's facing at this time and restates his request for deliverance, stating his hope in the Lord. Finally, Psalm 144, also described as a Psalm of David, is a royal psalm in which he addresses God, recognizes that God is behind his success, that he has protected him and placed him in this role of king. He expresses his desire that the Lord continue to watch over him, protecting him and the entire nation from their foreign enemies. He praises God and reiterates his role as a servant of God, ending the psalm with a request as a nation to have the blessings of the Lord upon them. This concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.